Chapter 7 Opportunities and Conditions Sutra The Master obtained the Dharma at Huangmei and returned to Caohe village in Xiaozhou, where no one knew him. But Liujie Liao, a scholar, received him with great courtesy. Zhiliao's aunt, Bhikshuni Wu Jin Tsang, constantly recited the Mahaparinirvana Sutra. When the master heard it, he instantly grasped its wonderful principle and explained it to her. The Bhikshuni then held out a scroll and asked about some characters. The master said, "I cannot read. Please ask about the meaning." "If you cannot even read, how can you understand the meaning?" asked the Bhikshuni. The master replied, "The subtle meaning of all Buddhas is not based on language." The Bhikshuni was startled and she announced to all the elders and virtuous ones in the village, "Here is a gentleman who possesses the way. We should ask him to stay and receive our offerings." Cao Shuliang, great-grandson of the Marquis Wu of the Wei Dynasty, came rushing to pay homage, along with the people of the village. At that time, the pure dwelling of the ancient Baolin Temple, which had been destroyed by war and fire at the end of the Sui Dynasty, were rebuilt on their old foundation. The master was invited to stay, and soon the temple became a revered place. He dwelt there a little over 9 months, when he was once again pursued by evil men. The master hid in the mountain in front of the temple, and when they set fire to the brush and trees, he escaped by crawling into a rock to hide. The rock still bears the imprints of the master's knees and of his robe, where he sat in lotus posture. Because of this, it is called the Rock of Refuge. Remembering the fifth patriarch's instructions to stop at Huai and hide at Hui, he went to conceal himself in those two cities. Commentary. After receiving the mind-sealed Dharma from the fifth patriarch Hongren, the sixth patriarch returned to Xiaozhou. He thereupon went to Caohe village, the present-day Xiaoguan in Qijiang district. When he arrived in the vicinity of Nanhua Temple, which before had been Baolin Temple, no one knew that he was the one who held the robe and bowl. Liujie Liao was a wealthy retired official who enjoyed studying the Buddha Dharma. He welcomed the master reverently and made offerings to him. Zhi Liao and his aunt, Bhikshuni Wu Jin Tsang, Limitless Treasury, were the six patriarchs' great Dharma protectors. Wu Jin Tsang liked to recite the Mahaparinirvana Sutra. This sutra, in 10 volumes, was spoken by the Buddha just before he went to Nirvana. Hearing the recitation, the sixth patriarch understood the subtle principle and explained it to the Bhikshuni. Probably she couldn't read very well because she asked the master, "What is this word?" "Do you mean you can't read it?" said the master. "No, I can't," she said. "Well, I can't either," said the master, "but if you ask about the meaning, I can explain it for you." "If you can't even read it, how can you know what it means?" she asked. The master said, "The Buddha's heart, the mind dharma, the wonderful principle of sudden enlightenment, has nothing to do with words. Instead, it points directly to the mind so that we can see our own nature and become Buddhas. Since it is not based on language, it doesn't matter whether you can read." Bhikshuni Wu Jinzang thought that was very strange indeed. She told everyone in the village, "Here is a gentleman who has the way. He is a virtuous Dharma master. He may not be able to read, but he's enlightened, so we should make offerings to him." Although she didn't know a lot of characters, Wu Jinzang was nevertheless an incredible bhikshuni. She ate one meal a day and never lay down to sleep because she knew that the fourth patriarch recommended these practices. Although her family was wealthy, she kept the precept of never holding money. She studied and recited sutras industriously, and when the time came, she died sitting up in meditation. Many days, many years have passed, and her body still has not decayed. Because she was vigorous and worked hard at cultivation and had no sexual desire, her flesh transformed into indestructible Vajra. I saw the body in a temple at Zhejiang. It is truly awesome. Among the villagers who paid homage to the great master was the great-grandson of Marquis Wu. Marquis Wu was very intelligent. He was, in fact, as clever as a fox. He was a genius, but he had a tendency to be jealous. Bhikshuni Wu Jinzang promoted the sixth patriarch. "Do you know who he is?" she would say. "He's the rightful successor to the fifth patriarch. He holds the robe and bowl. One flower may be beautiful, but it looks much better surrounded by greenery. If no one had protected him, the sixth patriarch would surely have been murdered by Shenxiu's gang or those of other religions. His Dharma assembly flourished because his disciples and lay people, such as Bhikshuni Wu Jinzang and her nephew, Liu Zhiliao, the scholar, guarded and protected him. Vinaya Master Tong Ying also brought several hundred of his students to study with a master, and each student told his friends to come. So every day for lunch, there were between 1,500 and 2,000 people, 700 or 800 of whom were members of the Sangha. Everyone made heartfelt offerings to help rebuild Nanhua Temple. Some gave 10,000 ounces of silver. Some gave 1,000,000. They asked the master to live there, and before long it was a great bodhimanda, big enough for several thousand people. A little over 9 months later, several hundred of Shenxiu's men left Huangmei, passing through Dayu Mountain Range, on their way to Nanhua Temple. They traveled for over 2 months. If they hadn't been intent on killing the master and stealing the robe and bowl, they would have given up after a couple of days. Think it over. 16 or 17 years had passed since the transmission, and the master had only been staying at Nanhua for 9 months when the evil men returned. It's not easy to be a patriarch unless you are a phony. Real patriarchs live in great danger. The sixth patriarch had spiritual powers, and he knew that not just one or two, but several hundred men were after him. He hid in the Rock of Refuge, which is just big enough to hold one person sitting in meditation. The evil men mingled in with a large crowd and stealthily set fire to the mountain. They burned off the entire area but never found the master. While hiding, the master probably meditated with great intensity because the texture of his robe and the marks of his knees can still be seen imprinted in the rock. When I was at Nanhua Temple, I sat in the rock for a time, but I wasn't seeking refuge. I was just trying it out. When you sit inside it, no one can see you.